بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. There is one issue here which I believe deserves our attention. And that is that the West's system of culture and civilization is not willing to discuss these matters. It escapes from entering these discussions and research on women's issues. The Western culture and the Western system, the West's system of civilization and culture, does not come forward to discuss many questions in these areas. Instead, it promotes its viewpoint and approach through controversial means. Rowdyism, using the arts, movies, coercion, cyberspace, and such things. Not having logical reasoning, it promotes its own opinions and approaches using the various tools at its disposal. It is not willing to take part in discussions, nor is it prepared to answer questions. The reason for this is that the West has no logical reasoning. There's no logic behind the worsening, ever-increasing, ridiculous approach to women's issues prevalent in the West today, as well as in many other countries that follow the West. Therefore, it refuses to discuss this matter and is unwilling to provide any reasoning for its actions.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Why is it that a disregard for maintaining the dignity and femininity of women in Western countries is increasing on a daily basis? Why is it that women are disrespected more and more every day? Why is it that a scantily clad woman can attend the official gatherings that are held in Europe and the US, even their official meetings, but a man must be fully clothed? He must even wear a tie or a bow tie in order to participate. Why? Why can a woman show up like that? But if a man wears shorts in formal gatherings, for example, this is considered to be bad etiquette? What is the reason for this? Why is there no problem with a woman wearing a miniskirt, but if a man is slightly underdressed, this is considered to be a problem? Why are promiscuity and prostitution being promoted more and more in Western environments? This is happening. Why is homosexuality regarded to be a sophisticated, progressive practice? And why is it that if someone opposes this practice, they are considered to be a backward individual, a backward ideology, or a backward nation? Why? This is promoted in both political environments and in social environments.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.